CTO Chairman Brian calls for preparedness and solidarity in the Caribbean. The CTO Chairman wants all Caribbean people to continue exercising vigilance during this hurricane season by preparing for storms, while also being ready to respond and recover swiftly. Even as we protect life and property here in the Western Caribbean, we stand in solidarity with the people of St. Vincent and the islands of the Grenadines who have been severely impacted by Hurricane Beryl, said Brian, Minister of Tourism and Ports of the Cayman Islands. Their pain is our pain, and their struggles are felt across our entire region, said the CTO chairman, who noted that when one member of our Caribbean family is affected, we all feel the impact. But together, we must unite and support each other through these challenging times. The CTO is committed to working closely with relief organizations to ensure a coordinated and effective response to hurricane impacts. We recognize the critical importance of preparedness. As hurricanes become more frequent and intense due to climate change, we urge all residents and businesses to take necessary precautions. Secure your homes, stock up on essential supplies, and have a clear plan in place. At the same time, we must be ready to support our neighbors and contribute to swift recovery efforts, Chairman Brian emphasized. Climate change poses a significant threat to our region, and we must be proactive in our response. This hurricane season, let us demonstrate the strength of our Caribbean spirit by preparing diligently and standing in solidarity. Our collective efforts will make a difference and ensure that we emerge stronger and more resilient, Chairman Brian added. Chairman Brian also called on the international community to assist the region with rebuilding infrastructure, restoring essential services, and helping communities get back on their feet. We contribute the least to and suffer the most from the changing climate, so we need the global community to help provide resources for improved building standards, better communication systems, and more resilient infrastructure to mitigate future hurricane impacts.